Since 2011, Google Arts and Culture has been putting together a vast virtual museum using technology to take internet users into the collections of hundreds of institutions around the world. One of these Google partners is the New Orleans Museum of Art. Today, we're talking to Seth Boonchai, Digital Asset Manager at NOMA, about how virtual viewing works. Welcome, Seth. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Renee. Good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the partnership with Google Arts and Culture.
Sure. We are trying to get all of our collection objects online. With Google, it's more specific towards deep dives into either an exhibition or perhaps a deep dive into a specific object from our collection. It allows the curators and our audience engagement departments to pull selections from the collection that maybe it's not on display or maybe it's something that actually can't be displayed a long time because of conservation issues, and to be able to talk about that group of objects or that object in a more meaningful, more detailed way.
The Arts and Culture Partnership has several directives. One is to preserve online for future generations this archive of great art. Another one is actually to get more people out to museums. How does that work?
Well, we like to think that the technology is secondary to an actual visit to the museum. The technology that we are engaged in, not only with Google, but with other things that we're doing inside the museum, helps to enhance a viewer's visit once they get there. But also it helps to bring in viewers that may otherwise not really know about the museum or never visited us. It gives them sort of a way to plan out a visit.
What do you see in the future? Do you see holograms of statues? Do you see interactive touch labels? Where is the technology leading us?
Right now, most of the technology is, I would say, is a way for not only museums but other cultural institutions to allow the viewer to get access to something that they just can't get access to. In the case of things like studies of mummies, where x-ray devices, ultrasound scans, and other non-invasive technologies have given us deeper understandings of those objects. Some cultural institutions and museums are using the same kind of ideas to give us a deeper understanding of two-dimensional or three-dimensional objects that we want to preserve and share at the same time. So that's where I see the technology being of the most benefit. Museums are... they're learning very quickly to be not only just a repository, but a community-building institution and a way to get people from the local community and a broader global community to engage with not only their collection, but the history of that collection. And, you know, that keeps the collection is alive in a lot of ways. And the technology is a way to do that, which might be a strange thing to think about, like this sort of collection of zeros and ones adding to the life of an object, but I see that as a way of, I see those things going hand in hand. For me, and I think a lot of other folks in the museum world, it is about the interconnectedness of not only your collection, like NOMA's collection has hundreds and hundreds of pieces that were created in the same time frame in different cultures, and while those cultures may not have talked directly, there may have been some sort of zeitgeist that they were responding to, and it's just in that one little building. But with the technology that's available to us, we can take those stories and really expand on them and really bring to life some of these connections. And, it's just what museums are supposed to do.
Tell us a little bit, too, about how you access this virtual world through the Google portal.
Well, there are a number of ways to access the Google Arts and Culture web presence. First of all, there's an app that you can download. Another way to do it is simply go online, do a search for Google Arts and Culture, and then when you get there, you'll see a tab that says Maps. And if you click on Maps, that will take your current location and give you all the Google partners in that region. If you're on the Google Arts and Culture site or application, you'll have the NOMA collection, you'll have our exhibits, you'll have our gigapixel image that we have so far, and you also have ways to explore the collections based on color, theme, media, which is really, really fun, actually.
Okay, you can go to noma.org and click on Virtual Tour to see more, or you can go to nolav.com for all the details. Thank you, Seth, for talking to us today about technology and art. It truly opens up the world of possibility for those of us who love NoMA and want more of a good thing.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I hope to see you over at the museum.
For WWNO and NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.